Good morning. Here's your briefing for Tuesday, June 23rd. Politics and government. Both chambers of Congress passed a war powers resolution directing Trump to end hostilities with Iran, symbolically significant as the first such congressional rebuke, reflecting rare bipartisan frustration with an ongoing conflict. A federal judge barred ICE from making arrests inside immigration courts, a significant restraint on the administration's enforcement posture. Three DSA-backed progressives endorsed by NYC Mayor Zohran Mamdani swept Democratic House primaries in New York, ousting incumbents including Rep. Dan Goldman, marking a measurable leftward shift fueled by Gaza war politics. Congress passed the largest housing affordability bill in decades on a bipartisan basis, headed to Trump's desk, though analysts warn it won't quickly move the needle on prices. Trump's nominee for IRS chief counsel works at a firm that has represented Trump personally in tax matters, raising a stark conflict of interest question. Eight defendants received sentences totaling 450 years for an anti-ICE riot in Texas, where an officer was shot, a landmark outcome in the administration's aggressive prosecution of protest-related violence. Markets and economy. Asian tech stocks extended a global AI chip-driven sell-off, with investors increasingly questioning whether massive AI infrastructure spending will generate returns, a potential inflection point for the sector's valuation. Alphabet will replace Verizon in the Dow Jones Industrial Average, cementing big tech structural dominance of the U.S. benchmark index. Cerebras fell 10% after its first post-IPO earnings report showed shrinking margins ahead, a cautionary signal for pure-play AI hardware companies amid the broader sector sell-off. Oracle's 21,000 layoffs are being redirected into debt-funded AI data center build-out, illustrating how incumbents are restructuring for the AI era at significant human cost. AI and tech. China's Lianxin supercomputer has overtaken the U.S.-built El Capitan as the world's fastest on the TOP 500 list, a strategically significant shift in high-performance computing leadership. The White House sharply accelerated the deadline for federal agencies to migrate off quantum-vulnerable cryptography, citing national security risk, a concrete policy forcing function for a long-delayed transition. Anthropic's Claude tag embeds an always-on AI assistant into Slack that learns organizational context over time, a strategic move to lock in enterprise workflows before rivals do. Meta paused an internal employee tracking program after an internal security breach leaked the data it was collecting, embarrassing irony for a company managing vast user privacy expectations. Alibaba is suing the U.S. Defense Department over its placement on the military-linked company blacklist, escalating the legal front of the U.S.-China tech war. World. Europe is experiencing record-breaking heat for the second time in a month, pushing climate scientists to reassess the upper bounds of what the warming climate can produce. The EU held its first closed-door talks with the Afghan Taliban on deportations, drawing sharp criticism from human rights groups who say it legitimizes the regime. Science. The Energy Department promised $17.5 billion in loans for up to 10 large nuclear reactors, a major commitment, though it remains unclear whether utilities will participate. The current Ebola outbreak appears to be producing milder symptoms and lower death rates than previous ones. Good for patients, but officials warn it makes containment harder. Former NOAA employees relaunched climate.gov as a nonprofit site. Climate.us, restoring the federal climate data archive the Trump administration took down. The dominant thread today. AI's bubble anxieties are hitting markets hard, while Congress and the courts push back on two of Trump's most aggressive fronts, Iran and immigration. That's your briefing. Have a good day.